Lesson 12, The Good, the Bad, and the Compassionate. In this lesson, we're learning Mishnah Chet, the eighth Mishnah of Pirkei Avot, in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. As we'll see, this Mishnah and the next one have judges as the intended audience, and they'll be giving advice to them about how to judge court cases. Mishnah Chet. Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shatach kiblu mehem. Judah, son of Tabai, and Simon, son of Shatach, received the tradition from them. Yehuda ben Tabai omer. Judah, son of Tabai, said, Al ta'as atzmecha ka'orchei hadayanin. Don't make yourself into a lawyer. Uchsheyu ba'alei adin omdim lefanecha, yiyu ve'enecha kirasha'im. And when the litigants stand before you, let them both be in your eyes as wicked. Uchshei niftarim lefanecha, yiyu ve'enecha kezekayin. But when they're dismissed from you, let them both be in your eyes as innocent. Keshe kiblu alehem et adin, provided they have accepted upon themselves the judgment. So, the first part of this Mishnah warns judges, don't make yourself into a lawyer. In other words, as a judge, your job is not to be advocating for either side, but to impartially listen for the truth. Then it says, when two parties stand before you, let them both be wicked in your eyes. In other words, you have to be suspicious of both of them. Don't assume the best, assume the worst. But then it says, once you've made your judgment, you should consider both of them as innocent. Whatever conflict they had, whatever wrong they did, your job was to reconcile it. If they accept your judgment, the conflict is over, and they're both innocent. All good advice for lawyers, but how can we apply this more universally? On a deeper level, this Mishnah is a kind of summary of the previous two Mishnayot, which themselves were complementary. Mishnah Vav, Mishnah 6, is about connecting with people, trusting people, seeing the best in people. It said, make a teacher for yourself, get a friend, and judge everyone favorably. Mishnah Zion, Mishnah 7, said, stay away from bad neighbors and wicked people. If you put the two together, they express a profound depth of wisdom, calling you to operate on two different levels at once. Judging people's weaknesses so that you can make smart, practical decisions on one hand, but also seeing the divine in people so that your heart can remain open. Similarly, this Mishnah is saying that when you see a conflict, don't polarize, taking a one-sided view. There are always at least two sides to every unresolved situation, and no one is totally innocent. At the same time, once conflicts are resolved, completely let go of any judgment of guilt. That's all in the past. Everyone is innocent again. This can be a profound practice in your personal relationships. When you have a conflict with someone, don't think it's all the other person's fault. Relationship conflicts are always a dynamic. But once it's resolved, don't hold a grudge, and don't continue judging yourself either. Which really means, refrain from continuing to generate negative stories in your mind about it. This willingness for everyone to be innocent is really what forgiveness is all about. Forgiveness dissipates the mental and emotional energy that keeps conflicts alive. So for this chant, let's use the phrase from the Tachanun prayer, the prayer of asking forgiveness. Hashem male rachamim, rachem alai. Hashem, full of compassion, have compassion on me. Let's learn the words. You can repeat after me. Hashem male rachamim, rachem alai. a lie. Hashem literally means the name, and it refers to the sacred, unpronounceable divine name that means existence or being. Male means full. Rachami means compassion. Rachem means have compassion. Interestingly, the word rachem, have compassion, is almost the same as rechem, which means womb. This hints at compassion being womb-like, in the sense that the womb is all-nurturing. Asking for compassion is like asking the universe to be more womb-like, to be more nurturing. To ask for compassion on yourself also has the power to evoke your own compassion, to help you see the world through the eyes of compassion and forgiveness. The last word, a lie, means upon me. So, Hashem male rachamim means Hashem full of compassion, and rachem alai means have compassion on me. So take a moment to prepare for meditation. Coming into a comfortable position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths. Bringing awareness into your body, relaxing your muscles. Here's the melody. Hashem male rachamim, rachem 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 alai. Let's sing that together. Hashem male rachamim. Hashem male rachamim, rachem 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 alai, rachem 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 alai. Now let's add some movement. The first part is evoking compassion. Hashem male rachamim, Hashem full of compassion. So when you chant these words, open your palms upward. The second part is asking for compassion on yourself. So when you chant, Rachem alai, have compassion on me, bow your head forward. If you want, you could do this on your knees and bow into a full prostration with Rachem alai. So let's put it together, lifting your palms facing upward. Hashem male rachamim. And bowing your head, or bowing all the way to the ground. Rachem 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 alai. And continuing and singing and moving, sitting back up or lifting your head and lifting your palms to the heavens. Hashem male rachamim. And bowing. Rachem 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 alai. Hashem male rachamim, rachem 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 alai. Hashem male rachamim, rachem 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 alai. Hashem male rachamim, rachem 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 alai. Now relax your arms, letting your body come to stillness. And let's move into meditation, awakening of the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha for you. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand and fill your whole body, chanting Na'aseh, we will do. Na'aseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, awareness of awareness, chanting V'nishma, we will hear. V'nishma. And kiss your fingers, relax your arms. We come into the practice of presence, gently repeating Atahu in your mind. When you feel ready, let go even of Atahu, simply being present with your breathing and with all that arises in this moment. And take a nice deep breath, stretching your body and preparing to come back into your activities with awakening the three centers, bringing hand to your heart and chanting Lecha. Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness fill your whole body, chanting Na'aseh. Na'aseh. And hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead. Vinishma. Vinishma. And as you come back into your day or your night, I invite you to approach the world through the heart of compassion, yet with a willingness to see the negative and handle it decisively, even while being rooted in the heart of compassion. And now, gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Ah, Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Talmidehon, Val Talmidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students, and all the students of their students. Ve'al komandi askin boraita. Diva trahadein ve'diva chol ata ve'ata. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lechon lechon shalom rabba chin ve'chista, rachamin ve'chayin arichin, umezone revi'che ofrakana, min kadam avohon divishamaya ve'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. V'imru, Amen.